The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Welcome to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson, where Mike and his guests bring you the wisdom of Wall Street. Over the next hour, you'll not only get straight answers to your questions about your money, but also get firsthand insight into the economy and the markets from a man who's seen the ups, downs, and turnarounds. Thanks to more than 38 years' experience in the financial industry, Mike is Master Certified with Ed Slott and Harry S. Dent. Get ready. Straight Talk Money starts right now.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Peggy Tuck. Coming up on today's Mike Robertson Show, Janet Yellen, Fed Chair, speaks out. But what did the markets really hear? Did your stocks take a dip yesterday? Well, what's an investor to do at a time like that? And also, are you into dividend-paying stocks? Well, we've got some myths that we're going to bust. More on these and other need-to-know financial news coming up on the Mike Robertson Show today. And good morning, everybody. I'm Peggy Tuck, sitting in for Mike Robertson, along with my very special co-host, Dave Dyer. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the first day of spring.
That's right. It is the, and I'm wearing white pants, everybody.
I love it. I love it. Plus, the other good news is they're finding some debris from that Flight 307, so we won't have to listen to that anymore.
Now, hang on. They just said they found some kind of debris. We don't know yet. And this is coming out of Australia. We'll kind of keep an eye on that.
I'm sort of ready to see that out of the news cycle. They've covered that just a little too thoroughly, I think.
You know, well, I mean, it's been quite a mystery, Dave. Okay, well, of course, yesterday, Janet Yellen, our Fed chair, she spoke out, and she spoke for an hour. This was my favorite headline today. She spoke for an hour, but the markets really only heard three little words. And then, of course, that sent the market into a panic. Apparently, the panic is let up. Futures on the Dow and S&P are dropping deeper into the red. Asia has freaked out, just about everything getting crushed there. Europe has also been tanking. Gold and copper got picked off by sellers. And the biggest victim overnight was the Chinese yuan. Mm. And it right now, if I saw the quote right, is at a one-year low against the dollar. Now, despite that whole big hit yesterday that the market took, according to Mark Chandler, who's the currency strategist for Brown Brothers Harriman, the dollar actually rallied.
Oh, yeah, the dollar will rally. Money will flow into the United States as a safe haven, into our bonds, and that makes the dollar stronger.
Well, and we're going to get more in depth into the Fed chair, her speech yesterday, what it all really means. We're going to be talking with Doug Roberts, and he's written a book called Follow the Fed to Investment Success. We've talked to him several times on the show, so we have him coming up next segment to give us his take on what's going on.
I was listening to her questions and a little bit of a speech, just not watching it that closely. But then I got up briefly to visit the bathroom and came back, and the Dow was down 200 points. And I said, whoa.
That'll teach you.
And I think the investors, as always, overreact initially. They're afraid that she's going to take away their free Obama phones. And it's not new news, but that's... that's just the way that they reacted. It went down, it spiked down to 200 points, without it, but then drifted back up.
Right.
And I think there was probably some programmatic trading in there that hit a little number and then caused some automatic trading. But I'm not particularly panicked about the fact that the interest rates may be a little higher a year or so out. I think she was largely positive. She said most of the indicators on her dashboard were improving. Things are looking slightly better. And she talked about a slow glide path to higher rates down the road. I don't think there was anything dramatically new in it. But, you know, people always like to catch it catch a trend change early, and if they think there's going to be a change, they will react before the trend has actually changed.
All righty. Well, like I said, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what she said, maybe what it means with Doug in the next break. Some of the things, we have some data parade going on today. The weekly jobless claims are out, and the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits rose by about 5,000. It's to about 320,000 the week ending March 15th. Now, the average new claims over the month, which they consider a little bit of more of a reliable gauge because, you know, the analysts get in there, the Labor Department and the Economist, and, you know, they start messing with the numbers and everything. That actually dropped 3,500. But we still have continuing claims increased by about 41,000. So it will be interesting because I know that Janet Yellen made a comment about unemployment. And so we'll get Doug's thoughts on that as well.
The claims only come from involuntary layoffs. And one of the interesting things that she mentioned yesterday, one of the statistics that she watches, and I'm not sure how she actually gets the raw data for this, but one of the statistics is quits. That is when someone leaves a job voluntarily for another job or just to start their own business or do something else. The quits are going up, and she sees that as a sign of strength in the economy because people have the confidence to leave a job to go get another job.
Or they're just tired of their boss.
Well, there's that.
Some other data that's going to be coming out this morning, right about 9 o'clock when we're getting off the air, actually, the existing home sales is going to come out. And I saw something earlier. I want to say to direct this actually to all our listeners in Denver, saw that they are number two as a city where the houses are moving the fastest.
Oh, great.
Yes, I thought that was really good.
Well, it's a beautiful city, great great place to live. The economy's growing. I'm not surprised that people want to live there.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy going there, and hopefully we're going to be coming up there. Mike and I are going to be there next month, as a matter of fact, in April. And also some other good news I saw for the Denver area yesterday was Vestas. They make turbines.
Okay. Oh, I know them. It's a Danish company.
And they have four plants, I believe, they're in the Denver area, and they are going to be adding employment. So they are looking to hire people. So if
these
you're
are
in
manufacturing
Denver,
plants, that fits in with my whole story about manufacturing moving back, reshoring or onshoring from overseas because the environment has improved here, especially with the lower energy costs. And more of a secure intellectual property environment to develop new products.
Well, it's so nice to be able to finally see stories, you know, where people are looking for hirees, you know, instead of people saying, oh, I'm sorry. Because on the other hand, I think Sony announced it was going to do some layoffs, you know, which is going to hurt mostly in China, I think, more than, you know, anywhere else. And so I thought that was some good news that I wanted to actually send to all the listeners.
There's a lot of good news out there. The investors sometimes overreact to the bad news or little snippets of bad news. But by and large, the economy's improving and interest rates are still low. We've got this energy bonanza that we just found and didn't know we had. And we've got low interest rates that are improving the housing environment, and that improves all the consumer spending. So.
Okay, and one more thing coming out this morning is the manufacturing survey, as Dave was talking, manufacturing. The Philly Fed's going to speak out, and that's where most people are going to look at that region because it could tell us just how much weather had an impact. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Doug Roberts, author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success, about Janet Yellen. We'll be back after these very important messages.
There's nothing like that first cup of coffee in the morning. especially if it's a cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there is, honey. A cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee and a chance to honor our military veterans, police, firefighters, and teachers at the same time.
And how do you do that?
I went to www.proudtoservecoffee.com and bought Proud to Serve Coffee. That's how. You happen to be drinking a cup of Proud to Serve Coffee right now.
With every bag of Proud to Serve Coffee, a generous donation's made to those who protect our freedom, provide security, keep us safe, and help our kids. The military, police, firefighters, and teachers. With six fabulous exotic blends from which to choose, there's a Proud to Serve Coffee for every taste. To order yours, visit www.proudtoservecoffee.com. That's www.proudtoservecoffee.com.
Tune in weekday mornings at 9 for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Join us each weekday when we discuss the principles and practices of the successful real estate investor. Each day, we bring you experts to answer your questions on how to use real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income and teach you the ins and outs of investing in real estate. So tune in weekday mornings at 9 right here for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Business 1110.
Hi, I'm Marsha Lambeth, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip I know you've always wanted to take, but never thought possible. Anywhere else, it would just be another seaside resort, but you're in one of the most dynamic regions of the world. You're in Israel, the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people of the Holy Land, a place God called my land. Genesis Tours and Salem Communications present Experience Israel. We'll spend 9 exciting days of travel that will take us from the northern heights of Galilee to the southern Judean wilderness. We'll walk where Jesus walked and experience firsthand prophetic sights, the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, and a whole lot more. Make plans now to experience Israel with me October 17th through the 26th, 2014. Visit SalemGoIsrael.com or call 855-867-2536 to find out more or reserve your trip today. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
2-1, ignition.
Blast off to savings with the Kubota Get Something Started sales event.
Houston, we have a solution.
Get started with the Kubota Commander, the ultimate zero-gravity mower.
Houston, that's zero turn, not zero gravity.
The Kubota Commander Zero Turn Mower delivers precise, professional performance. It's rugged, too, with a commercial transmission and choice of powerful engines. You also get a 4-year factory warranty. So get started. Get a Kubota for zero down and 0% financing for up to 36 months.
Houston, you're good to mow.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com to find your local Kubota dealer.
Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 36 months on selected equipment now through March 31st, 2014. Not available for rental national accounts or government customers. 0% APR, low rate financing not available with instant rebate offers. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
The best Christian music to brighten your day.
Messages that inspire hope, life, and spiritual transformation.
And a safe place for you to grow in your faith.
Hey, this is Kristen Jody of Loving the Outcome. And if this sounds like something you could use, visit ChristianRadio.com.
ChristianRadio.com is a place where you can find hope when it seems there is none.
Now all of your favorite Christian radio stations can go with you wherever you go.
Visit online at ChristianRadio.com or download the free mobile app today.
Business news, business financial news, personal finance, financial trends, financial news, the stock market index, stock data, and the stock market. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mike Robertson Show. I'm Peggy Tuck, along with my special co-host, Dave Dyer. And, you know, this is your show, too. So if you'd like to join in with some comments or questions, 877-711-5611, 877-711-5611. Joining us on the phone right now, of course, Janet Yellen speaking out yesterday. So we thought we needed to go to our go-to expert on the Federal Reserve. It's Doug Roberts. He serves as founder and chief investment strategist of ChannelCapitalResearch.com. He's also the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. And we thought, this, what better person to bring in to decipher really what went on yesterday than Doug Roberts. So, Doug, welcome to the show.
Peggy, thanks for having me on. Good to be back.
Okay, I loved the, my favorite headline this morning was that Janet Yellen spoke for an hour. Unfortunately, the market only heard three words, and that was around 6 months. So what happened yesterday?
I think basically you're talking about kind of like basically nothing much of anything happened except for those three words in which you might call a rookie mistake. The interesting thing about it is she almost went oops after she said that and started backtracking as much as possible, putting a lot of conditions in place, and then basically saying that if the inflation target hadn't been reached, that you know, even if basically unemployment was going good, basically the economy was going good, if inflation stayed abnormally low, they would probably keep rates low. But again, people focused on those three words and I believe overreacted. So you might have some follow-through today with a little bit more downward movement, but I think really over the next couple of days, you'll basically revert to the position that you were at before as calmer heads prevail.
Yeah, good morning, Doug. Yeah, this is Dave Dyer. I agree 100% with that. It's I was saying earlier on that I got up to go to the bathroom and came back, and the Dow was down 200 points. And I said, whoa, what did I
do? By the way, that's not unusual. That's not unusual. The same thing happened with Ben Bernanke with the first couple of conferences as well. So, I mean, I think, you know, this is really nothing more than a slight rookie error, and actually, her, you know, for the most part, the rest of it was actually quite good. And, you know, she managed the situation quite well.
Yeah, I thought she saw a lot of positive things in the economy. One of the things that I liked to hear was that she tracks the number of people who actually quit a job to move on voluntarily to another job or to start a home business or whatever, and she saw that improving. In fact, she said all of the things on her dashboard were really in an improving mode.
Yeah, but that's mixed. I think right now what she... I think what you're talking about is it's going to be quite a while before they get into tightening monetary policy. Really, if you look at this, really this is a switch from really, you know, I guess if you want to call it unconventional means of monetary easing to more conventional means. They believe they at least have the banking situation stabilized, and they no longer need that anymore. And right now what you're starting to see is even though they're withdrawing some of the quantitative easing portion of the monetary easing, the forward guidance seems to be having its effect. Now, the interesting thing also that nobody is really talking about is we're also benefiting, for the most part, from the uncertainty overseas, because all those economies are continuing to inject money into the into their systems. They're maintaining a universally dovish approach. Thus, you know, you the analogy that I use is you have a rocket not just on one booster, but on several boosters. And because of the situation
good
overseas,
point.
The United States is a safe haven. So you kind of have a lot of money flowing into the markets here that's kind of offsetting, at least for now, the reduction in quantitative easing. Now, that could change if things start to get out of hand and we change from a, you know, kind of a slow boil to something a little bit more explosive. But thus far, what we've seen in Crimea and what we've seen really in China looks to be more manageable, at least from the United States' point of view.
How should an individual investor play that scenario if we see foreigners much more eager to invest in the United States and in American dollar-denominated assets? What would an individual investor, how would they benefit from that potential?
Well, our models are indicating that you really want to stay in the United States. Basically, safe haven America right now for the foreseeable future is the place to be. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, people are saying the market is somewhat overvalued. That doesn't mean it can't become more overvalued as long as the liquidity continues to flow. Now, a similar situation prevailed in the late 1990s. You'll notice that at that point we were we were for the most part putting in money, but then also trying to get withdrawn. But because of the overseas crisis, the emerging market crisis of that day, more and more money was flowing into the United States. And, you know, that lasted for 3-4 years until really there was some monetary tightening in 2000. You could have a similar situation prevailing here. So I would just say really stick with your existing plan. If you have a well-thought-out plan, just really stick to it and continue with what you're going. This is not really the time to try to fight the Fed and the central banks because they are still pumping money into the economy. There are these short-term sell-offs, but usually they end pretty quickly unless you're a perfect timer, which most investors are not, unless you're really good. It's not right. The thing to play.
So this is largely a liquidity-driven rally, but do you think it'll be replaced by an actual earnings growth rally as well?
The problem that you have is you may have earnings growth, but the earnings growth has been created for the most part by basically, you know, monetary easing. If you look at it, it's really the companies that were most leveraged, that were most kind of on death's door, if you want to call it, who really bounced back and benefited from lower rates. That's really the nature of it. Now, when you start to see actual growth in some of the companies, and you are starting to see some indications of that, but that doesn't mean it's imminent. It could take another 3 or 4 years of deleveraging to work out, and you might be in that pattern for a while. But right now, you're starting to see that really the United States manufacturing is moving back here. We're starting to move toward energy independence, which if somebody told you that that would happen 5 years ago, you'd look at them sideways and say, are you seeing a therapist or something? Right now, we are starting to have positive situations there, but there are also a lot of things that could go wrong, big mistakes, since really the Fed, everything is really Fed dependent. We kind of saw an indication of this yesterday. Just three little words at that point almost derailed the market until really they started analyzing it and Janet Yellen started backtracking. So right now, I think you've got a, we're better than we were, but largely it's been a somewhat bias toward toward asset price increases, toward that top 1%. This rally has benefited. It really hasn't benefited toward the rest of the country, and you really have to start seeing that develop. You're starting to see indications, but by no means is it imminent or unstoppable, and you really have to see how things evolve.
What would be something that really would go wrong?
Well, right now, for instance, if you had, let's say, a major interruption of trade, let's take something like a geopolitical event. What we've done in our research is we've shown that really inflation is kind of popped really as a result of interruption of trade, wartime scenarios, not necessarily monetary stimulus confirms it. But essentially, there's an underlying source of that. So if you had something like that, where, let's say, Cold War II does really stop, you have major blockages of trade, then at that point, that could cause a real problem in the situation. And if the Fed is tightening, then you almost have a double whammy when that occurs.
Okay. Doug Roberts, the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Doug, thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light on this today.
There's nothing like that first cup of coffee in the morning, especially if it's a cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there is, honey. A cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee and a chance to honor our military veterans, police, firefighters, and teachers at the same time.
And how do you do that?
I went to www.proudtoservecoffee.com and bought Proud to Serve Coffee. That's how. You happen to be drinking a cup of Proud to Serve Coffee right now.
With every bag of Proud to Serve Coffee, a generous donation's made to those who protect our freedom, provide security, keep us safe, and help our kids. The military, police, firefighters, and teachers. With 6 fabulous exotic blends from which to choose, there's a Proud to Serve Coffee for every taste. To order yours, visit www.proudtoservecoffee.com. That's www.proudtoservecoffee.com.
The stock market is more volatile than ever. The cost of living keeps going up. What should you do? This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show. If you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, and count on investment income to live, you need to attend our free financial planning and retirement seminar.
Clients that followed Ken's advice did not lose money in the stock market crash of 2008. The seminar is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Woodlands Courtyard by Marriott. Register at moneymatters.net or just stop by.
Hi folks, David Fanton, real estate investor and host of the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. Learn to invest in real estate. We've changed our name, but it's the same great show with topics on flipping, wholesaling, buy and hold in both single and multifamily properties. If you want to learn ways to potentially make money in real estate investing, listen to the Guardian Equity Academy radio show with me, David Fanton, weekdays at 3, right here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Are you a homeowner thinking about home improvements? New windows? A new roof? Kitchen or bathroom remodeling? Fact, the leading national magazine for consumer advice recommends that homeowners get three different estimates from three different contractors before beginning a home improvement project. Why? So you can compare. Don't just assume you're getting the best price or that your contractor is reliable. When you call 1-800-REMODEL, at no cost to you, we'll refer up to three pre-screened contractors who will compete against each other by providing you free in-home estimates. 1-800-REMODEL works with leading companies in your area that specialize in everything from windows to new roofs to kitchen and bathroom remodeling, you name it. Again, the most respected publication for consumer advice recommends that you get three different estimates before beginning a home improvement project. Call 1-800-REMODEL to get up to three free, no-obligation estimates from pre-qualified contractors. It's easy. Our name is our phone number, and the service is free. Just call 1-800-REMODEL today. That's 1-800-REMODEL.
Hi, I'm Marcia Lambeth, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip I know you've always wanted to take, but never thought possible. Anywhere else, it would just be another seaside resort, but you're in one of the most dynamic regions of the world. You're in Israel, the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people of the Holy Land, a place God called my land. Genesis Tours and Salem Communications present Experience Israel. We'll spend 9 exciting days of travel that will take us from the northern heights of Galilee to the southern Judean wilderness. We'll walk where Jesus walked and experience firsthand prophetic sights, the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, and a whole lot more. Make plans now to experience Israel with me October 17th through the 26th, 2014. Visit SalemGoIsrael.com or call 855-867-2536 to find out more or reserve your trip today. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
This is your source for the latest business and financial news and analysis covering personal finance, lifestyle, technology, and stock markets. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
And the markets are open and not so bad. The Dow down about 25 and the S&P is off less than $2. So, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, just like Doug said in the prior segment, these things are normally temporary. People react emotionally. A lot of it, some may be programmatic trading. Somebody's put an algorithm in there that says if it drops so far, then sell. And, you know, you have to use your own judgment, and you have to build your own judgment.
All right. And once again, we want to say thanks to Doug Roberts. He is the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. I know I had to kind of cut him off because we were right up against that break there. But, Dave, so yesterday, like you said, you got up, you left the room, you came back, the market's down 200 points. So I'm sure you were a little bit going, wow, what's going on? So what happens with an investor when you get up and you see, uh-oh, my stock's off, you know, my stock's dropping, or I'm off this much percentage? What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and I went through this yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners did too. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen to everybody if you invest in individual stocks. You're going to look at the screen, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, ABC dog food is down 4%. Should I sell it? What should I do? What's, you know, you got to, do I have to make a decision right now? And this is one of the cases where it's really nice to be an investor who, like Mike talks about all the time, who has done his homework,
right,
who understands the business and understands the industry that he's invested in. He knows why he owns it. And believe me, a lot of the people don't do that. A lot of the people who own ABC dog food may be hedge funds, may be technical traders. It may trade as part of an index. Who knows? So your advantage, my advantage as an individual investor in the marketplace is to really understand what I'm invested in. So anyway, here's sort of a checklist, because you did this
real time yesterday.
I did this yesterday.
Okay.
I'm sitting there looking at one of my great stocks, and I said, oh my gosh, what? Let me do this. And I said, well, I'm going to be on the show tomorrow, so let me just keep track of what I'm looking at. First of all, first question is there a fundamental change? Has something happened?
Like some news or something like that?
Is there a press release, an earnings report? So you go to, I use Yahoo Finance. Mm-hmm. There are other good news sources, but Yahoo Finance covers like all different news sources. It's a news conglomerator. And I go to that and I see, all right, is there a press release? Are they being sued? Did somebody quit? Is there, you know, has anything fundamentally changed? Did they sell a piece of the business? Another thing that I always look at when they drop is, did the stock just go ex-dividend? Because everybody knows that the day that the stock goes ex-dividend...
In other words, they're taking the dividend away?
That's the first day that it trades after the dividend is payable.
Oh, okay.
So if you owned the stock on Monday, you were going to get a one quarter of that 3% dividend, and if mm-hmm. you own the stock on Tuesday, you're not going to get it until the next 3-month cycle. So when they go ex-dividend, they always drop. And you know the story of the cow and the calf. If you buy a cow that's getting ready to have a calf, you're going to pay more for it than if you buy it after it's had the calf, because then, you know, you got to buy the calves separately. You're just getting the cow and not the calf.
Okay.
So the dividend is the calf. And I always check to see if they go ex-dividend, because if you get shaken out by the fact that the stock dropped after going ex-dividend, you've made a mistake, and you don't want to make a mistake. Also, I'll check in that industry. Look at the other stocks in that industry. Is ABC dog food the only one down in the dog food industry, or is the whole dog food industry down? Has the government just outlawed owning dogs and nobody can have them anymore? You know, is there some major trend that's happened? Also, go back and remind yourself why you bought the stock
first place. I like that a lot.
And if you keep accurate records on, you know, here's my analysis. I like ABC dog food because a lot of people are owning dogs and this is a good dog food and blah, blah, blah. If you remind yourself of what you liked about it in the first place, has any of that changed? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Also, one of the things that I check is volume. Now, it's price is important because that's, you know, what it's worth, but literally one or two trades of 50 shares of ABC dog food will show up on the chart as a price change. And the volume is going to be more important than the price. So I look at the volume. One of the things, and we've talked about
and
this.
And you've pointed this out to me before on charts and everything, because I'll say, gosh, Dave, what do you think of this particular company?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, their chart looks good to me, but you always go down there and you go, well, you know, yeah, the chart looks good here, but look, nobody's really buying.
Volume. The volume is what counts. And what I track is the percentage change from the 50-day average volume. And I track that based, so it's maybe you're at noon on a normal trading day, and it's trade normally by noon it is traded 10,000 shares. If it's already traded 20,000 shares, it's going twice the normal volume. So there is some action there. Something's going on. Whereas if it's normally traded 10,000 shares by noon and it's only traded 2,000, you got a couple of guys selling, so it's not a big deal. Also, you check and see how the stock is performing with or against the major market. averages. And now one of the things that I'm seeing more of these days that I didn't see years ago is there is a real coordination between individual stocks and the major market averages, because so many of these stocks are in ETFs. If you own a stock that's in the S&P 500, a lot of the trading volume of that stock is going to go with ETFs that mimic the S&P 500 index. So I actually, for that reason, if I can, prefer smaller stocks that aren't in an index, because they'll trade on their own merits rather than on the merits of the entire market. Also, I'll try to look at the chart, and I'm a chart reader, not everybody is, but I look to see if it's at resistance. Did it just go through support? Is it just trading back where it was a couple of days ago? Or is this a new all-time low? What's going on there? That'll give you an idea. And also, look back over the history of a stock. Is this the first time it's ever dropped 4%? Or does it normally drop 4% every...
So it just could be something cyclical in it?
Yeah, well, they all trade in a certain characteristic way for one reason or another. And sometimes a 4% drop in some more volatile stocks is not unusual. So, and what I'm looking for really is something that supports a decision on my side of whether or not I'm going to sell the stock. Now, another thing that comes in that's important here is whether or not I have a profit in the stock.
Okay.
Because actually, and this may be a little counterintuitive, but it's actually easier for me to sell a stock that I have a profit in, where I'm protecting a profit.
Now, do you sell all, or do you just take off the table?
I normally sell all of it. Now, this is just a personal decision because I'm either all in
or all out.
Or all
so
out,
you know,
and because if I own a little bit of it, I'm still going to have to track it. I'm going to have to research it and keep up with it. But if you've got a profit in it and you sell it and you take that profit, that's a happy event. And you can buy it back the next day if you want to, because there's no wash sale rule. Whereas if you sell a stock with a loss, you've got to wait 30 days in that account to buy it back, or else there are tax issues with that. So it's actually a little easier to sell and take profits, although you never want to hold onto a stock and take a major loss.
Okay, well, when we come back, Dave mentioned the word dividend. We've got seven myths about dividend-paying stocks, and Dave has some very interesting ideas on this. So you're listening to The Mike Robertson Show with Peggy Tuck and Dave Dyer, and you too, 877-711-5611. You're listening to Mike Robertson Show, where you get the wisdom of Wall Street each and every day.
There's nothing like that first cup of coffee in the morning, especially if it's a cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there is, honey. A cup of steaming hot, fresh roasted coffee and a chance to honor our military veterans, police, firefighters, and teachers at the same time.
And how do you do that?
I went to www.proudtoservecoffee.com and bought Proud to Serve Coffee. That's how. You happen to be drinking a cup of Proud to Serve Coffee right now.
With every bag of Proud to Serve coffee, a generous donation's made to those who protect our freedom, provide security, keep us safe, and help our kids. The military, police, firefighters, and teachers. With six fabulous exotic blends from which to choose, there's a Proud to Serve coffee for every taste. To order yours, visit www.proudtoservecoffee.com. That's www.proudtoservecoffee.com.
I'm just a dad who's a bit paranoid about home security. I just worry when I work late and my family is home. So I was Googling home security and it got crazy confusing. The giant guys were way out of my price range with some bad reviews, and the discount security systems just seemed sketchy. So I asked a friend at church who's a cop, and he said he has Vivint Home Security. Figured a cop would know. And Vivint gave me $1,300 in free security equipment, like video cams, very high-tech stuff, at no extra cost. Look, if you worry about your family's security, Vivint is the way to go.
This week, get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment at no charge. $1,300 plus free installation and 1 month free service. Hurry and claim this exclusive offer at GetVivint.com. GetVivint.com or call 1-800-594-0856. 800-594-0856.
Restrictions apply. Activation as low as $99 required. Up to 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-373-8966. 1-800-373-8966. That's 1-800-373-8966. 1-800-373-8966.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-373-8966. 1-800-373-8966. That's 1-800-373-8966. 1-800-373-8966.
Get up-to-date business news as well as stock market, financial, and earnings information here. This is Business 1110.
Welcome back to the Mike Robertson Show. I'm Peggy Tuck. Hey, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, now is the time. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the newsletter tab. We're going to send you lots of great information, just like what you're hearing on the show today, but no sales material. It's really easy. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and sign up today. Here's Mike.
All you need is love.
Okay, welcome back to the Mike Robertson Show. I'm Peggy Tuck along with Dave Dyer. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, now would be a good time to do it. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com. I've actually been sending out the weekly commentary. You'll also get a Harry Dent once a month. And then I've got a great chart that Mike was talking about with a little explanation, and I'm getting ready to send that out as well. We also, for the folks here in Houston, want to remind you that we have two events coming up on Tuesday, April 15th. We're going to take the bite out of tax day and give you a bite for free. And so if you're interested in attending either the lunch or the dinner, go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the events tab. Okay. And that you can actually go there and sign up. And we're going to be talking about real estate. Right before the break, of course, I was teasing the fact that dividend paying stocks, which Dave brought up, well, there are seven myths about them that we're hoping we are going to bust. And Dave, the first one I'm going to throw out at you is that dividends will hold up in bad markets, that there is this perception that if you have these dividend stocks and the market, you know, kind of takes a little tank there, that they're going to hold up better than perhaps other stocks.
Yeah, not necessarily. You know, look back at the 2009 financial crisis. Lots of companies cut their dividends. The dividend-paying stocks went down, same as the others. Besides, in times when interest rates are increasing, which we're apparently approaching, you'll find that dividend stocks may be less attractive because they're treated more like bonds. If people can get a safe return, back in the old days when you could get a money market fund that paid you 4%, if you could get 4% on a money market fund now versus a dividend stock with 4% where you've got some risk and no risk in the money market fund, guess where that money seeking 4% is going to go?
Can they actually outperform the market, do you think?
The dividend stocks? Mm-hmm. Oh, in some markets, sure. Lately, in fact, the money's flowed into them in the past several years when yields were so low and people were looking for dividends.
And let's see, another myth that hopefully we're going to bust here. Dividend-paying stocks provide adequate diversification. We always hear about diversification. You know, never want all your, you know, eggs in one basket. So is that something that you would see as diversification?
Well, not necessarily, because the stocks that pay the dividends are mainly the older, larger, slower-growing companies. Mm. The exciting young companies, the NASDAQ stocks, the tech stocks, the ones who've created something new and are hiring people and building plants and growing, they're not going to pay a dividend. In fact, the stocks that I search out are typically ones that don't pay a dividend.
Why?
Well, they need the money internally. They need to hire people. They need to build a new plant. They need to, hire some salespeople. And that benefits the company better. It's really the Procter & Gambles of the world that will pay a dividend. And realistically, I just personally prefer the small high growth companies that are doing exciting, creative new things, mm-hmm. rather than the slow growth older companies who will. It's always struck me as odd, actually, that they pay dividends even.
Why is that, Dave?
Because, you know, some stranger can buy the stock 30 days ago and get this check from the company without having any, you know, without doing anything or being a part of a company or really benefiting the company in any way. How does it benefit the company to send a check to a stranger? So the stranger likes it, but so my personal preference is for non-dividend stocks, just on that basis.
Now, of course, people are generally in your portfolio, if depending on how it's balanced, and each and every person is different because everybody's needs and goals and, you know, mm-hmm. risk tolerance and all that's different. But some people like to take a portion of their portfolio where they're getting growth. You know, mm-hmm. some people like, then you take part of it and maybe it's just safe.
Right.
You know, got protect this little nest egg over here. Do you see dividend stocks as a reliable source for looking for growth and income?
They have been recently, mm-hmm. But it may turn that there's a rotation out of them and into more growth stocks. That's actually one of the things that I would love to have talked to our guest Doug about, is that I anticipate one of the consequences of higher interest rates mm-hmm. will be a rotation back into growth stocks and away from the, quote, safer dividend-paying stocks, the ones that, unless the dividends go up to 7 or 8%, to keep up with the higher interest rates that you could get off other things.
Are dividends taxed?
Yes,
they are taxed.
Yeah, well, it's really the company pays the dividend mm-hmm. With after tax dollars, so they're taxed there. And then Uncle Sam, when you get it, you get taxed on it also, so it's taxed twice.
Well. Yeah, that's like getting 1099 then.
Yeah.
Here's a bonus for you, but now I'm going to give you a 1099.
Whereas,
and
you know, if you sell something and take capital gains, uh-huh. You may come out a little bit better. I personally don't try to manipulate my investing life to save money on taxes mm-hmm. because it's hard enough to make a profit anyway. And then if you throw in this other complication, it's not worth the cycles that it takes to try to figure that out for me.
So really, dividends are not a tax efficient if you're looking.
They're not real tax efficient.
If you want to look at it that way.
Unless they're in like an IRA account.
Okay.
I've got some dividend paying things in an IRA account. And then you know, you don't have to worry.
Then you're
about
not
it.
Having to worry about it. Would you consider dividend paying stocks a substitute for bonds?
Sure, and they have been. You might also look at preferred stocks in that mix, because the preferred stock is sort of a combination of stock and bond. It has some characteristics of both, and that's a good area, and it's been a good area.
For someone that maybe, because we are getting some younger investors that have been mm-hmm. writing to us recently, so what's the difference between a preferred and just regular stock?
Your preferred stock will always have, and each one is different. You'd really, if you're going to, when I invest in preferreds, I'll do a, like an ETF that is managed rather than individual ones, because you really do have to read each individual one. But it will pay some dividends. It will be callable under certain circumstances. It does not provide voting privileges, but the voting on common shares that you get anyway is not that important, because it doesn't matter. Most investors don't vote. And even, it turns out, most mutual funds who own all these shares don't vote.
Okay, Dave, thank you so much for coming in and being my guest today. I really appreciate it. Folks, thank you so much for listening today. Tomorrow, Mike and I recently had the opportunity to speak with Bob Dahl. And if you missed that interview, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow. We are going to re-air Bob Dahl. He is, of course, with Nuveen, used to be with BlackRock. When that guy talks, believe me, people want to listen. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. Don't be rattled by the market. Go out and make some money, and God bless.
I hang my head and cry.
You've been listening to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson. Be sure to listen every weekday morning. If you want to contact Mike today, call 855-624-4004. That's 855-624-4004. Or log on to straighttalkmoney.com.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we talk a lot about mutual funds on the show and occasionally discuss variable annuities. Mike wants you to remember that you should carefully consider the risk, charges, and expenses of a mutual fund or variable annuity prior to investing. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus or variable annuity sub-account prospectus. Contact your advisor for a copy and always read it carefully before investing.